now.
This is wrong. Love
Talk Radio.
I was telling you, it's going to be more live right now. Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Margaret Jackson on Business on the Edge Extended, our lunch grill. We've been out of there for a couple of weeks with our lunch grill. I have to get Vanessa and ask my assistant, she's my assistant, on why we are missing our lunch grill from time to time. I'm just kidding. We're just off the cuff with Business on the Edge Extended, but we always like to bring you a fun show. It is brought to you by Business on the Edge Incorporated. If you want to go to our website, go to www.businessontheedge.biz. I am your AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge show host in the Bay Area, number one sought after speaker and show host. So if you want me to come out there and speak maybe at your college or other events, you can let us know. You can connect with us at businessontheedge.biz or www.kdow.biz. They can always get a message to me as well. What's cooking up on the grill today? I like frying stuff up on the grill. And you know, when we cook these things up on the grill, doesn't mean that we're burning everything up. Sometimes we're burning people up, like the governor of Dallas, governor of Texas. We get Governor Rick Perry from time to time. You know, he's one of my favorite governors on the planet. Not anyway, I'm just joking. So today we're going to be grilling up some things that helping your business planning, business resources, tools that we're giving some of the people that are coming to our classes, like our business planning classes, our marketing classes. We're going to try to give you some of that information that will help you do the things that you need to do when you are trying to get your business off the ground. Now, some may say, if you're a new business, starting a business, that if you don't have a business plan, you don't have a business. Well, I disagree with that. You have a business. You just have a business that doesn't have a business plan and lack direction. And so you want to put together a plan that is going to help you really achieve the goals that you want to achieve. Like this week we had our business plan class on Monday, the anatomy of a business plan. And so we had so many people, we had to bring in extra chairs, so that's always a good problem to have. But when you're doing a business plan, and I kind of did it a little differently, I'm known here in the Bay Area as, you know, someone that'll kind of tick over those sacred cows, you know, be a little bit more unconventional than other business coaches. You know, I have a background in production and directing, and so we kind of think a little differently. We're a little bit more creative. I like what Steve Jobs says. By the way, if you haven't seen the Jobs movie, go see it. If you are an entrepreneur or if you're trying to do something, go see the movie. It is ridiculously great. Ashton Kutcher did a great job. I'm really proud of him. I thought, you know, he plays those kind of comedic roles all the time, and I didn't know if he was going to be able to pull off Jobs. He not only pulled off Jobs, he got Jobs as walk down. I'm like, what is wrong with your Foster Ashton, are you kidding me? But he did a great job. In fact, the opening scene is fantastic because I actually thought it was Steve Jobs at first. But they did an excellent job. But as a business entrepreneur, and you might, as an entrepreneur, I think you're going to get Steve Jobs' personality. You know, that's not a good word, personality. You're going to get why he got pissed off from time to time, you know, and he's just like, you're fired. And when he said you were fired, I mean, he had much more colorful words that I won't say anyway. But when you see it and his reasoning behind it, because, you know, he was a bit of a micromanager, but he had a vision, and entrepreneurs have this vision. They see things other people don't see. And so if they don't see it, you know, and you're working with a team that if someone is fighting against that vision, they've got to go, because what they're going to do is share that with the rest of the team, and it frustrates the situation, and it can actually keep you from reaching your goals and your expectations. So you want to make sure that you don't have that kind of person on your team. They could start off great, but if they don't, sorry, Charlie, you got to go. You just fire them. They just go. Just, you have to have people around you that believe in the vision, that believes in the goals that you're trying to do. And visionaries, you know, since think about what's around you. What you know, like pick up your phone, or you're looking at your laptop, or you're looking at the blinds that are in your office, and the cups that you use. They were designed by someone. Someone came up with a way of creating all of these different things, or putting these different, you know, wires for an Ethernet cable. And so why not, and this was Steve Jobs thinking, is why not be the next person to do something different? Or not just the next business that does the same thing as the other business. So you're really starting a business that's the same if you're not thinking outside of the box. If you're kind of like Warren Buffett says, if you're doing what everyone else is doing, then it's just not good enough. You don't want to do the same thing. Steve Jobs was that guy who was like, I don't want to do the same thing. I see this cool, slick computer and the beauty that, you know, and you know, the user can have these choices of different fonts and different ways of interacting with their computer. We can do it. And the powers that be that were in the industry, no one wants a personal computer. Well, guess what? We have not only one personal computer in our homes. We have, you know, if I started counting, how many do we have? We have a Mac. Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 computers for sure in my home alone. 6, I'm sorry. We have 6 computers. Okay. So visionaries get things done. Sometimes we don't know that we need a product or a service, and you have to teach your customers that they need it. And he was very good at that. He was just a master marketeer. And so I love that. So go see the movie. I am not getting any kind of royalty or residual anything, referral fees, by telling you guys that you should go see the movie. In fact, Hollywood should send me a check, actually. I would take it. But anyway, so go see the movie. I'm going to go see it, you know, probably a couple of more times, because it was just really that good. And there's some really foundational things about Steve that could really benefit an entrepreneur in today's world. So what else are we cooking up on the lunch grill? Business. I should do business planning class. So we have this business plan class on Monday. And, you know, typically the way that I taught it before was probably kind of similar to what you would get at SBA or in college. You know, you go to college and it says, okay, I want you to write a business plan, and the students write this make-believe. And let me just say this. No offense to any of the colleges out there. You guys are doing a great job. You know, I'm high-fiving you right now. But a make-believe plan is, I think that's kind of the worst type of plan you can make-believe writing, because plans are about the passion, about what you're trying, your products or services, trying to get them to a customer. And I understand that you're trying to give them the foundations on what's in a plan, but what's in a plan is not just the you know, the key pieces, mission statement, objectives, you know, your SWOT analysis, financials. You better have some good financials that make sense in your plan. Market segmentation and all of that. But what about the part of the plan that differentiates you from your competitors that you can shine a spotlight on? And so what I did differently than what a college would do, or what SBA would do, or that the companies like Work to Future and SBDCs are doing, is I showed them a real plan. I've never done this. This is the first time I've done this. I actually showed them a live plan that I used, that I wrote myself for my first business, and we were able to acquire almost $250,000 with that plan. So we got it to work in terms of, we wanted to do two things with that plan. We wanted to acquire working capital, and we wanted to have our roadmap. And your plan, number one, should always be your roadmap for your company to move things forward. And so if it's not, how are you getting your people to work at some point? And I made a point earlier, opening up the show, that some would say, if you don't have a business plan, you don't have a business. Well, that's not, like I said, that's not really true. It just really means that you're lacking really the direction that could really move your company into a business system that gets you off that hamster wheel, or gets you from doing the day-to-day work as an entrepreneur, and you can see how you can bring other people in. For example, someone in the class says, hey, I am a life coach, and I pretty much do everything myself. And they were really kind of cool and comfortable with that. And they, you know, and I'm like, okay, great. And I don't really need any employees until I really need to do an event or something. And I'm like, okay, that's great. But since they're doing all of their work themselves, it takes them away from focusing on their sweet spot, right? And what is that? Life coaching. That means that, so you're telling me you do all the administration, you do all of the financials, you're doing all of your social media, you're doing all of this stuff, and that's really cool because you don't have to pay anyone. But you only have 24 hours in a day. You have maybe 12 to 14, you know, if you're like me, you're working somewhere between 12 to 16 hours a day, right, as an entrepreneur, if you really want to. And here's the deal, and this just cracks me up. You have companies that want to throw $500 at a million-dollar monthly dream. It doesn't work that way. And so if you're going to throw 8 hours at trying to be a successful business, forget it. Go work for somebody. Go get a job. Just go be an employee because that's what you want to be. You don't want to run a company, or you want to have your own business and you want flexibility in your time. You don't really want to work. So you're going to live from paycheck to paycheck running your own business and probably having expenses that you really don't need to have. Just go get a freaking job. Go work for someone else if you're going to work 8 hours a day. If you want to really run a company and build a company into a viable business, then you're working 12 hours a day. Easy. You're getting up before whoever is supporting that and working with you. And if it's just by yourself, you're getting up before your customers. And you're thinking about what you can present to them to be able to pick up their business. So you're working 12 to 14, 16 hours a day. And 16 hours is a bit of a stretch. You know, you don't have to do that every day. But you should easily work. You're working 12 hours a day. Get your information out. And 12 hours is kind of, you know, you're doing more than that. So make sure that you're investing. So you can't throw 8 hours at a dream of being a successful business. Forget it. Just forget it. In fact, I'm just mad talking about it. I'm just sick of it. I need to quit talking about it because I'm just, it is. It's just pissing me off. So let's talk about something else. Let's grill something up else. So a business plan, a successful strategy of a business plan, you know what it starts with? Understand what type of business do you have? What kind of structure do you have? What's your sweet spot? You're going to have to put that in the plan, you know, the legal foundation of your business. But what is the mission statement? That's, and it says, okay, well, here's the difference between a mission statement and a vision statement. A mission statement is, what are you doing now? What do you want to provide now for your customers, what for the business? What is its objective to be a successful business right now? And then the vision is, like right now, our mission for Business on the Edge really is we're a small business problem solver. We want to solve your problems with resources, tools, education to help you do better. Why? Because we want our economy to get better. And so if our economy gets better, we can help you do better. You can hire more employees. If you're hiring more employees and contractors, guess what? Our country is growing and doing better. So that's our now mission. Our vision is to be a global education and training business on the edge, small business problem solver, and getting you resources and getting information out there for you so you can do better. So that's the difference. So know what the difference is between your mission and vision statement. And then what are your objectives? You should have maybe 3 to 5 objectives, your top objectives. And so I'm giving you samples of these so that way you can go and sit down. What do you love about your business? And quit doing business because you think, well, a lot of people are making money at it, and I think, you know, I can jump into the same market. Well, you can jump into the same market and not do the same as some other company that's successful in it. You really have to put some thought. It's a waste of time to waste your thinking and resources on something that you're mediocre at or you really don't have passion for. Passion is really a great driving force. In fact, Deloitte did some research on employees in the workplace. Did you know that they, and I say this on the AM 1220 KDOW show all the time, and in fact, if you want to tune into that show, we're in the 9 Bay Area counties here in California, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday night, prime time live. You can get us called in with your questions there, and we will get some answers for you at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. But I say this all the time, you know, in terms of on the show. What was I talking about? Oh, okay. I'll talk myself Okay, so the website. KDOW.biz, that's the website for my assistants right here. I wasn't talking about the website. She's wrong about that. So anyway, let's get back to the business plan. I think about what I was saying. I'll give it back to you. But you want your objectives to be on target. And so for us, for Business on the Edge, for example, our objective is to be at the 9 Bay Area counties as a business resource, okay? That's our first objective, right? And then we want to be in the top cities. We want to be in top cities around the nation. What are those? Los Angeles, Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta, North Carolina. Those are the places that we've picked. And they're strategic. Why? Because we have connections in every one of those places. So we want to expand there, and we're already expanding. In fact, if you guys want to pick up the AM 1220 KDOW show, Business on the Edge, next Friday night, not this Friday night. By the way, this Friday night we're going to have the CEO, founder, no longer CEO, they sold the company, founder of Auntie Anne's Pretzels, the largest, world largest franchise pretzel, malt pretzels, airport pretzels. I love them. In fact, they're the only pretzels that I'll eat in terms of soft pretzels. In fact, I don't even know why you would eat another a different type of soft pretzel. They are like, are you kidding me? Auntie Anne, I don't know. She did something amazing with those pretzels. And so once you've had an Auntie Anne pretzel, you won't go back to all of the other pretzel makers. You know, and I give you kudos for trying to make a good pretzel, but really, you need to take your lead with Auntie Anne. So she's going to be on the show live with us this Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on KDOW.biz. So you can listen to the live stream. If you're in some other state, in some other country, tune in and you'll enjoy the show. She has a fantastic story to tell. Her rise to the top. Last year, Auntie Anne's pretzels made about $460 million. In sales, so that is fantastic. So she's going to share her insights with those small businesses that are coming up, that are growing, entrepreneurs, visionaries, and that everyone has struggles building business. Everyone. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Annie Ann, Business on the Edge. You know, you run into challenges, and that's just par for the course in building business. And so what a business plan does, getting back to that, is that it really supports what you're trying to do. So have some, really think about your objectives and where you want to go. And so we're saying we want to be in the 9 Bay Area counties, and we want to reach out to these other states by year end 2014. So that tells my team, just talking to my team a little bit about this, they're all excited. Why? Because it gives them vision. It gives them hope. If I want to bring on staff members and expand my staff, well, what we look at is what it would cost. And so you could go to someplace like payscale.com, which is a great resource, use some tools, to find out what it would cost to have them on staff, you know, what's the role you want them to play, what the benefits, you know, that would come along with that if you want to add benefits. You know, healthcare and dental and all that is not a mandatory have to have in a business. We like that. But those are perks. Those are we call those benefits. And so if you're able to add benefits, that's great. And typically most insurance companies, you need at least 5 people on staff before you can provide medical benefits, dental benefits. You do have some new companies coming up like Honest Dental, you know, that will work with you on a case-by-case basis in terms of individuals, you know, if it's just 2 people on your team. So there's some really creative ways that people are doing things. What are the resources out there? Now, again, I'm in the Bay Area, so I am in Silicon Valley, Bay Area. And so we have some cool resources out here. And there's a college I went to speak at last week, Asher College. Asher College is known for information technology. That's their sweet spot. They have some medical classes. They have like 11 different certifications that you can get. They have 5 different programs in terms of getting an associate degree there, but they are privately owned, but they have this big thing that they like giving back to the community. So they have this PC clinic. Now, Asher College is also in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They're in Las Vegas. They're in Sacramento, California, and they're in the Bay Area. So if you can connect with Asher College and maybe go to one of their PC clinics free, that will clean up your computer. So if you have a dinosaur Asher College is a place to go. And so you can check with each location. They do different things. I think that the school in Dallas is really new, so I'm not sure that they're prepared in that regard. But look out for these guys. They are up and coming, doing some fantastic stuff. They are very event-oriented with participating with the community. So if you're a business or you're a business association, you know, definitely connect with the colleges. So we love Asher College. So asher.edu is their website, and so you can get more information there with them. Again, this is Business Coach Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW. When you get a chance, tune into our show. You can pick up our podcast also at www.kdow.biz. We also do upload some of our shows onto Blog Talk Radio, so we want you to tune in and let us know that you're listening to us. What do we have? Oh, lunch grill. Okay, we're going to cook up something. Expo and Summit. I am really not a big fan of, like, networking events. You're like, you're a business coach. You should be a big fan of networking events. I'm not a big fan of networking events that suck up my time. And I don't get any return on it. And if you've been listening to me at all as a business coach, you know that when you go to a networking event, you want to go to an event that can actually, that you're getting a return on your investment. Are you going to these events and deciding before you get there, you've done your homework, what you want to get out of these networking events? What's the return? What are you expecting? You know, what's your plan? What's the return on the investment? Your time costs something. So if your time costs, let's say $65 an hour, you don't want to go to a networking event that you have to drive to, spend a couple hours there and drive back. That's what, 4 hours, probably 4 to 5 hours of your time. So if you get the math on that, you're talking about, you know, $65 an hour times, you know, 5 hours. That begins to add up. So you're not going to just let anything parachute into your day if you start thinking in that regard. So think about what you want. So, but I do like great networking events. I do like things that are put together that really allows everyone to win. And those are the type of events that we put together. We want you to win. And if you want to win, you got to come out to our expo and summit in November. It is November 16th. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The expo is absolutely free. If you want to sign up for the expo, go to www.businessontheedge.biz and click on SV Expo and Summit, and you can go through that link and register for the event absolutely free if you're flying in. In fact, we have one of our affiliated trainers that's flying in from Illinois that's going to speak on sales. They are a sales expert, and they have been in sales for more than 30 years. And they taught part of our two-day intensive Business on the Edge training class. And so they're going to be back with us. We're going to have Rob Black. For those of you that listen to Rob Black, he's the eighth of the nation on investing. So we're going to talk. He's going to talk to college students and their money and tell them, if you want it straight, Rob Black's going to give it to you straight. And you might not like how he says it, but I can tell you one thing. If you're a college student, young college student, you're 18, 19, 20 or so, if you listen to him and in investment and you have resources to invest and you're looking to do something, Rob Black, you can become a millionaire by the time you're in your early 30s. Not a bad deal. So you got to come on for that. So the summit is not free. So the summit, we're going to have 18 different training classes. So that's $24.99. Are you kidding me? Last year we did our summit, it was $55 a head. This year we restructured some things. So we have On the Edge exhibitors, On the Edge trainers, and you get access for a whopping $24.99. You're not going to get a better deal. You're just not going to get a better deal. So anyway, check us out at businessontheedge.biz for that. So that's on the lunch grill, Rob Black, and all of them. It's all good. I'm doing that at my assistant. What's next? What's going on with you guys out there? I know that you're tuning in. You're listening. I'm looking at the archive listens. I know I'm doing my lunch grill during the middle of your work day, so you can't connect with me. And I might do something, maybe a dinner grill in the evening for you guys to be able to catch me live and call in and ask some tough questions, you know, talk about the things that, like I said, that goes into a business plan. Now, in your business plan, of course, coming back to business plan, so social media, social, you know, what's your social networking like? If you're in business, you better be on LinkedIn before Facebook and Twitter, by the way. But we're on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. We have a broad audience as well. Your web plan, you want to have that set. What do you want to do with that? And, again, doing a plan. And for me, I exposed my entire plan, you know, page by page. This plan was a 50-page plan. We had been in business for 6 years, and so we had a story to tell. And telling that story, one of the things that was said to me at our business plan class is that they realized that it wasn't as scary to write it as they thought. They thought it was going to be really scary, and it's not, because once you do your initial fleshing out of your plan, just write what you love. What are you really trying to do? You can wordsmith later. You make sure that you're doing your data. One thing that they did see is that I did my research on my industry. I knew my customers. And our customers, we had three different types of customers, and I knew them. And I knew what their needs were. And I put that in the plan so that way we could explain to investors and bankers that we know our customer. My team knows, and then my management team. You're going to have your management team in there. My management team were, you couldn't get these people cheap. You know, you have to bring in team members that really are formidable about, you know, in the areas that they're working. So you want to make sure when you're writing your plan, write a plan. And if you're new in business and you're a baby business, you're an entrepreneur, you know, you want to go to an incubator, you know, angel funding, You have your roadmap to your business success. That's where the business plan is. You got the roadmap to success. You're on the road. And here again, investors, they're not really going to read your whole plan. They don't care. What they care is whether or not you thought through your business, whether or not you have a plan. They're interested in that. You know, so when you're going to them, the Kivas, the community leaders, the Kickstarters, the bankers, traditional funding versus SBA funding, you know, the SBA 7A loans. So you're looking at different ways of getting funding, and that it is your roadmap for your team, you know, your employees, your contractors, and you don't, you know, you show your plan to who. It's a need-to-know kind of thing. It is also your intellectual property, so you don't want to just throw it out there. Don't give it to your friends and your girlfriends to read, or, you know, your buddies to read. You know, don't put that information out there. You know, you don't want your ideas to be stolen, but you do want to take that into a business meeting and says, talk to your team and says, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is our mission statement. This is our vision. These are our objectives. You know, these are our goals for the day. And quite frankly, you can't build a plan past 3 years right now. It's just, we're too volatile. You know, what's going on? So our plan is, you know, the next 12 months to 2 years. Why? Because we're still trying to figure out what the heck our nation is going to, you know, is going to do. So your plan, you know, it's the roadmap, and it provides financing. Know your business. Determine the purpose of your plan. You know, we write, you know, I wrote that into my, what is the purpose of my plan? What do we want to do? And so I got about 90 seconds before my show ends. My studio is telling me 3 minutes, and that is not the correct information. So anyway, do a solid plan, okay? We're going to be in Chicago live on August 30th, so tune in. You can listen live at www.kdo.biz. We 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so make the adjustment wherever you're at and tune in and let us know that you're listening. Also, www.kdow.biz or www.businessontheedge.biz. We're here for you. Again, resource, like I said, SBA, Kiva Zip, Venture Capitalist, Angel Funding. If you want a copy of my financial resource boost, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I'll send that out to you. I gave this to my business plan class. You can have it for absolutely free. Just connect with us and I'll get that to you. On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz. This is a financial resource boost. So if you are planning and you want funding and you need somewhere to start with your resources, I have something that can kind of kick you off. Also, you can get a business plan guidelines that will help you as well. So On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz will absolutely be a benefit to you. So again, this has been the Lunch Grill Business on the Edge Extended. I appreciate you tuning in. And as always, I like to say, live life on purpose and with a purpose. Live your legacy. The only one that can do it is you.